you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Energy security remains a hot-button issue across the globe as countries actively seek to implement energy solutions that will drastically reduce their dependence on oil and other fossil fuels. Career opportunities exist aplenty for those who have the necessary skills and training to help countries find sustainable solutions to their energy security issues. If a career in energy and electricity engineering is your choice, you now have the opportunity to get training at the University of the West Indies, which will be introducing a bachelor's degree in electrical power engineering. Welcome to Career Talk. Stay tuned to hear more. University of the West Indies Mona, through its School of Engineering, is taking steps to equip Jamaicans with the technical expertise to become major players in the fields of electrical power generation, transmission, and distribution. Through a partnership with the Jamaica Public Service, JPS, the school will introduce its Bachelor of Science in Electrical Power Engineering this September.
We traditionally have only focused on energy being created from fossil fuel, oil, coal, and gas. This program will give you all the engineering aspect of that, along with the generation of electricity from renewables, all renewable sources, solar, wind, ocean thermal, all of those, geothermal, and along with the nuclear energy component.
Director of the Mona School of Engineering, Dr. Paul Akin. During the first year of the intensive three-year program, students will be exposed to introductory courses in key disciplines such as engineering physics, thermodynamics, fluid mechanics, and electrical power systems. The second year will see students exposed to the core concepts of electricity generation through laboratory and project courses. Final year students will build on the core concepts and benefit from exposure to potential areas of specialization. The mix of theory and practical application provided during the course will enable students to observe and apply the lessons learned to real-life situations in order to develop solutions.
They will be able to, as we use the term, hit the ground running. They will know how the system works. They'll be able to assist in bringing power generation back up in a very quick time when things are down. They'll be able to improve the efficiency of the plant, and they will be able to ensure that we are given quality and continuous electricity supply.
Dr. Akin says the level of expertise being offered to students is world-class, with lecturers possessing years of industry experience and coming from well-established programs in overseas universities. A key partner is the University of Florida in the United States.
And we are talking about partnership with them in terms of what we don't have, they will assist us. Getting the quality staff, getting the international staff, getting that quality that we want in our program and bring it here. Illinois Institute of Technology is also on board. We're getting ready to talk to Georgia Tech as well, because we cannot do this alone.
The Jamaica Public Service is also providing support towards curriculum development, the provision of technical and training support, and an internship program.
The program itself, we intend to help develop curriculum, mentor, teach if possible, just really being a full partner and making sure that they have access to the knowledge and expertise that they need to run a robust energy program.
President and CEO of JPS, Kelly Tomlin. Dr. Akin assures interested students that once finished, they will be competent enough to work anywhere in the world.
Our programs will be seeking, and we already started the process, international accreditation. We want our graduates to work anywhere in the world. We want them to be as competent and more competent than anybody from any of the universities, top Ivy League, whatever what it is, right across the globe.
Director of the Mona School of Engineering, Dr. Paul Akin. If you want to know more about the BSc in Electrical Power Engineering, contact the School of Engineering at the University of the West Indies Mona at 927-1660-9. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.